in a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.
Welcome to Revelation, where prophecy meets science. Join host Peter Kling, the Einstein of biblical prophecy, as he uncovers ancient truths with modern insight. Prepare to see the world in a whole new light. And now your host, Peter Kling.
Well, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining Revelation. I certainly do appreciate you being here. I do ask that you hit the like button and share us with all your friends because it certainly helps us out. And unfortunately, we had a change up in tonight's show. We were hoping to have Dr. Rand on, and for the second week in a row, we ran into technical difficulties. We made it further than we did last time, so unfortunately, he's not able to join us tonight, so we have a few things that we're going to have to work out, and Riscal, our producer, and my co-host here for the time being, was working his butt off trying to get us all together, and we just couldn't make it happen. So I do apologize for that, Riscal. I do appreciate your fantastic effort. I guess we did need an hour to get this figured out. We'll have to do that at another time. But thank you very much, sir, and I appreciate you joining the show. So, yeah, I'm not sure where Riscal went. He might still be trying to work with Dr. Rand, and that's totally fine, too. We got a few kinks in the show, but let's start it in a different direction. Maybe we can get Dr. Rand on here tonight. Hopefully that they're still communicating there. And Riscal, when you can, chime in. And this way I can get a status on where we are at. Anyway, yes, Revelation. What we're actually going to look at, something came into play this over the past week, especially with the whole alien situation and more information being dripped out. I thought that this was a very interesting drip that came out. And this is kind of what we're going to be talking about. We can get Dr. Rand on tonight. We'll go back and revisit this. But I came across an interesting report. And allegedly, that the CIA is backdooring these genetic gathering companies like 23andMe and Ancestry.com and from all around the planet. And last week we covered the four basic types of aliens that they've admitted to, but they are doing a gene search for people across the planet, wherever they can. And what are they looking for? They're looking for genes that may lead to the Nordic whites. Huh. Why would they be looking for Nordic white genes? Allegedly, there's a significant part of the population that's had contact. I can't say significant, but there are pockets allegedly where Nordic whites lived, and they say that they've crossbred with humans, kind of like the Watchers back in Enoch's day when they saw that Earth women were hot, and there were lots of them. They came down and they took wives for themselves, all whom they chose. And we got the offspring of the Nephilim, which basically resulted in the death of the Nephilim and the death of the civilization there, because they didn't take Noah's heed and get on that ark. We can get into that a little bit deeper, but it's interesting. There are some things that actually take place during this time period of when the Nephilim were on the earth, and things had gotten so bad that God felt hurt at his heart that he even created mankind. Think about that. Think about that. Think about your youngest child going totally bad, and that he's to the point, or she's to the point of you feel sorry for the day that they were born. Wow. And yet he was a whole part of an earthly family that descended from Adam, for the most part, until we had an alien invasion, because that's what it was. Extraterrestrials came to this planet. They materialized in human form enough to be spectacular. So I don't think that we're dealing here with insectoids or greys or reptilians. You know, hey, that insectoid looks hot. I hope he wants to marry me. Oh, yeah. I could just see some fair maiden thinking that. But the Nordic whites or something that looked like that? Different story. They knew that they weren't men, and it was like almost an honor and a privilege to be chosen as one of the wives of the gods, or the sons of the true God, as is written within Genesis. And so you had these watchers, Enoch listed as 200. And if you read the book of Enoch, it'll tell you that they were thrown into the pit of the abyss, into Tartarus, which was most likely opened in the past 15 years through CERN. So we have a lot of connections here that all come together. And so why would the CIA be looking for the Nordic whites today? Why the interest in this specific species? Think about it. You know, anybody have an idea? Think about it, because I thought about this for a while, and then something struck me, and I was like, wait a minute. Let's go back in history. Wasn't a certain government looking for their Aryan roots, which would have taken them back to the Nordics? Think about that for a minute. What government was that? During the late 30s, I think it was over in Germany. Could that have been Adolf Hitler's Nazi government that was looking for their Aryan roots? They wanted the perfect Aryan. Riscola, I'm not sure what you're doing, but yep, there you go. Thank you very much, sir. There you go. Were they looking for the Nordic whites? But yeah. And if you look closely at that, it's Nazi propaganda. Nazi propaganda. Did you know that under Operation Paperclip, prior to Operation Paperclip, you had the Office of Secret Services, the OSS, had a my great uncle was in the OSS, God rest his soul. Had an interesting line of service. But the OSS, after Operation Paperclip, became what we know today as the CIA. Under Operation Paperclip, you didn't just have Wernher von Braun and his rocketeers come over. You had some of the top scientists in all areas of Nazi Germany, especially in genetics. Hello, Dr. Mengele. Boys of Brazil? Yeah. The technology was coming along. But what else came over? The Gestapo and the SS. Because they were intelligence assets. And the Cold War had begun. Some of them were left behind. Some of them, they were under the payroll of various agencies, if you want to call it that. And the Catholic Church even had a role in this. So, you know, it's like, leave no man behind. No, 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 you leave a lot of men behind so you can have an insurrection when it's necessary. Think about that. And so who did they bring over? They brought over all of these high-ranking ones which controlled our intelligence agency, the CIA, responsible for programs like MKUltra, splitting people's minds, very early experiments with LSD, and how to split personalities. And how many of them went back to the ancient rituals and doing this? And what's the byproduct of all of this? A creation of adrenochrome within the system. Because you're going through shocking experiences which people find torturous. Are they looking for their Aryan roots? You know, it's interesting. Riscolo, if you put one of the other pictures on, I'd appreciate that. We'll talk about that for a minute. Are they looking for their Aryan roots? Are they looking for allies? And this is, you go to Google, you type in Nordics, Nordic aliens, and this is what comes up. They're supposedly from Pleiades, but the Nordic whites, and they're about 7 foot tall, so they're very tall. They fit very well. They fit into the Scandinavian countryside quite easily. I'm just telling you what's being put out there. And so why do they want to make contact? Now, it's very interesting thing, or contact with their genes. If you look at the picture on the hang on, Risco, let's just go back. I want you to look at the person or the alien on the left-hand side. They gave him a symbol on his chest. Can you look closely at what that symbol actually is?
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, is it a six-sided star? Huh. Is it a six-sided star?
I wonder why.
Riscolo, if you can, see if you can find the Zionist Nazi coin that was minted by Germany. I think it was in 1940, somewhere around there. But it has the Schwarz sticker on one side, the Star of David, better known as the Star of Moloch, on the other side. Yeah. You see, Now you've got to examine it. We have no other choice but to look at the symbolism that they have been putting before us and what they are involved in doing and how they intend to control us and who's really in charge. You know, the great deal maker made a deal. Who did he make a deal with? The Eighth King? Interesting. And we know wherever Nazis go, death is sure to follow. So, what are we actually dealing with here? We're dealing with an unbelievable mind control situation. They are steering us where us, the populace, and where they want us to go. Yeah, there you go. That's one side. The eagle and the swastika. And the side of that, wait till you see it. It'll be most interesting. And I believe we've talked about this before. I know I've said it many times before, because it applies across the board. You have to think of who is really behind all of this turmoil that we see around the world. And it's those who worship that star, that six-sided star, which is called the Star of David. If David saw that star, if David knew that, he'd be spinning in his grave. He killed people with that star. Let that sink in. King David killed people. Not quite. There's another one. Might be Zionist German coin. But it clearly shows the swastika on one side and Star David on the other. But there's the rulers who ruled that situation back at that time. Germany didn't exactly lose the war. Things didn't go the way that they thought, the way that they sold it. Hitler died in South America of old age, and the FBI reported seeing him in, I believe it was Argentina. It was 1946, and South America, especially Uruguay and Paraguay and Argentina, were very popular, and it's even said that German scientists were shipped off to that part of the world so they could carry on their experiments in private. Think about where those countries are located, and think about the distance from there to Antarctica. Hello, New Schwabenland. An Admiral Byrd. And what was supposed to be a many-month expedition was back to a couple of weeks because allegedly they got their butts kicked by flying saucers. Wasn't Germany working on flying saucers? Yep, there's the coin. Nazi National Workers, it's Arbeit, National Arbeit Zionist, the Nazi Party. Did you know, Riscali, here's the question. Did you know that both Hitler and Roosevelt both came to power at the same time?
No, I did not
funded
know that.
By the same people. Yeah, 1933. Hitler rebuilt Germany. Roosevelt rebuilt the United States, the Great New Deal. And All Roosevelt had to do was confiscate everybody's gold and sell it to, guess who? The Rothschild family. $280 billion worth of gold at that time. And a year later, the strike price went from $22 to $35 an ounce. Rothschilds made an instant, what, 40% on their money? Now, what do they do with that money? Fund Hitler? Fund projects here in the United States? Get them both geared up for war. Think the first thing that they did, the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Hoover Dam, hydroelectric plants, the largest aluminum plant in the world at that time was in Alcoa, well, what is now Alcoa, Tennessee, just out south of Knoxville. Oak Ridge Laboratories. But those two things suck up more electricity than the whole rest of the suburban area around them. Those dams in the TVA were built to run an aluminum manufacturing plant because you were going to need a whole lot of aluminum for aircraft. And Oak Ridge Nuclear Laboratories because you were going to create something that the world has never seen before. But it was going to take a huge amount of electricity. And Hoover Dam electrified the West. So you had shipyards and aircraft factories working overtime. And people in the United States were making money. My grandfather was a machinist at the time. He actually supervised three shifts in a factory that never shut down. They made receivers for howitzers. So they did manufactured receivers for howitzer cannons. So there's a bunch of stories he could tell from that from back during the Second World War, and some of them are amusing, some of them are quite adventurous. It's interesting the lives that war, why war affects lives. And we're experiencing that same thing today by the people who have that same symbol. The people who are trying their best to run this planet, and they hate our guts. Strong words. They would rather exterminate us, remove us off the planet. So Riscal, I got to ask you a question. What do you make of this tracking down the genetics of the great white offspring? The tall whites, the Nordics.
I don't know what to make of it, but I can tell you that I have, I don't want to say necessarily met, but I have seen people in the past over, you know, my lifetime. I can think of three right off the bat. One of them, I in my infinite wisdom, I'm being facetious, I called him an alien. We played in a band together. I can't remember his name. He had white hair. We thought he was, I think he's an albino, but he could have been one of these whites because he had white hair. He had pink eyes, extremely white skin. I mean, when you talk about white meat, that's what you're talking about right there. Phenomenal on the guitar, phenomenal on the voice. And then there was another guy the guy I just mentioned was not in the service. He was a civilian. I happened to be in the service at the time and we just happened to meet. But another guy that I met before him, long before him, this is before the service. I'm trying to remember what color eyes he had. I don't remember what color eyes he had, but I do remember it was white on the skin and white on the hair, not gray, white. It's, you know, I tell people white and they go, oh, you mean gray? No, I mean white. It is like if you could color white, it would be white. And then it was another individual that I met in Colorado. I met him a couple of times when we were out doing our thing in the service out there. Again, a civilian. So they may already be among us, Peter, and we just think it's always like an albino, you know?
Hey, you got the Winter Brothers.
Yeah,
this guy looked like that. My brother loved Johnny and Edgar Winter. He played their music all the time. But, it makes you wonder, and could that be part of the gene pool? Because, and mostly guys, I haven't seen too many albino women, but Peter,
something just occurred to me. What if their DNA or their blood or whatever, something about them that makes them resistant to all the crap that they're putting out?
It might be and I'm not saying that these people generally are alien, they've got alien DNA, but they would fit the description, or at least carry genes that may fit that description. Let's face it, you're not going to see too many albino people around the equator. They're always northern. They're Caucasian, typically. European? I don't know. Is this what Hitler was looking for? Is this what the CIA is looking for? I mean, come on, you can't make this stuff up. But to what end? Yeah.
The more I think about it, the more I think it's got something to do with that. They have something that is the resilient. You know, there was when I was living in Miami, we had this place called the Serpentarium down in Homestead, I think is where it was located. This guy was raising all kinds of snakes, and he had been bitten so many times that they were using his blood as an antibody for people that got bit by snakes. So I'm thinking, not necessarily that these people have anti-venom, but there's something about them that makes them resilient to whatever it is that they're, God knows what they're shooting up there in the sky. We know that the air we breathe is completely contaminated at this point. The water we drink is contaminated. The food isn't food. So maybe they have something about their biological makeup that it kind of bypasses all this stuff. I don't know. But whatever the reason that they're looking for them, I can't imagine that they want them to help them. You know what I'm saying? It's not to help them.
There's got to be some nefarious reason behind it. The CIA is looking, doing the research, doing the legwork, they're doing it for a reason. Yeah. And who controls the CIA? It ain't Trump. It ain't Trump. He may think that because he's the president, he controls it. But until that organization does not exist anymore, it's still going to be in control. Hey, I've got a lot of respect for people who work in government and people who put their lives on the line all the time. I have a great respect for those in the armed services who actually have been on the fronts. God love you for what you did, and you lived through it. So I know you ain't the same as when you started out. A lot of people find God in very interesting ways, but the question is, which God do they find? You have people who did what they had to do to fulfill their patriotic duty and enlisted in the service. It was a choice. It wasn't a draft. And it is what it is, for family tradition, for personal reasons, whatever. You have a very dedicated group of people who put themselves on the line to do battle in what they thought was defending this country. the last battle that was fought on U.S. soil was fought American against American. So why did we get sucked into world wars? As great-great-great-grandma Rothschild said about her five sons, if my sons did not want war, war would not exist. Let that sink in for a minute. And these families are still obviously large and in charge, hence chemtrails, directed energy weapons pointed at our own people. Or, well, maybe we're not their people. You know, they've built the second greatest intelligence agency on the world, around the world, next to the Catholic Church. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. Greatest intelligence agency on the planet, and that's not in count, taking into account the who's controlled by the Knights of the Pope, and who's controlled by the Jesuits. So it's a mess that needs to be cleaned up. We're going to be in it for a while. Iran is just that needs to be dealt with, and we know that this is a situation. Hello, Revelation. The book starts off with aliens. An angel comes to John. He perceives it's Jesus, and then John is told to do what? Write letters to whom? The angel of each of the seven congregations. Think about that. It just gets more and more involved in alien what we would call extraterrestrial or angelic beings that are talked about and described within the scriptures. And within Revelation has the lion's share. It's all interdimensional. It's all, we find out that, that there are extraterrestrials. There is an alien force. There is an alien force. You can call them whatever you want. But we've got aliens released from the pit of the abyss. The locusts, as they're referred to, but that's not actually what they look like. It's more what they do, characteristics of what they do, and their horse size. They got the bodies of horses. Horses are symbolic of war, and it's interesting because they have crowns too. And so they're not just everyday extraterrestrials. They carry some sort of authority with them, and they have a leader of the pit of the abyss, the king of the pit of the abyss, who I've spoken about many times, Apollyon, Apollo. Hello, back to Trump. It always comes back to the same thing, and it's gearing us up for what they want us to believe as the future evolves or unravels. But we need to be prepared for this insanity.
Maybe
what are your thoughts?
Maybe the search for the Nordics is they're resilient to the brainwashing. Maybe that's what it is. Not just resilient to all the physical garbage that they're putting in, spraying in the air and the water and the food. Maybe they're resilient to the brainwashing, regardless of how much they try to brainwash these people. Maybe they are the ones who we call woke.
Well, what if you want to go back to what the narrative is, and let's call it that, it's this group of people, the Nordics, who were trying to get us to not pursue nuclear weapons and to give up our arms and for advanced technology. And the backstory is that, you know, you're dealing with generals that just came out of World War II, and they built the biggest fleet, and they had the most dangerous technology at the time, and they captured a whole bunch of other scientists now, so that they had, and they had resources, and they weren't about ready to give down their, you know, put down their arms. Okay, yep, war's over. Let's mothball the fleet and shut down Oak Ridge and put millions and millions of people around the country out of business. Huh. For peace? For peace and prosperity? You would rather go to war and kill each other than have peace and prosperity. So wide is the roadway to destruction, but narrow and cramped is the roadway to life. By their propaganda, and we're doomed. Think for ourselves, use discernment, examine what's going on, and realize there's a much bigger picture at play here, and this alien thing has just started. It ain't going away. It ain't going away. Because we've also entered a time of judgment. Because Revelation 9 carries that out. As it's spoken of there toward the latter part of chapter 9, a third of the men, a third of which men? The men controlling this planet now? Yeah, those are the men. As chapter 9 ends with, it's those who show no repentance and worship demons and idols made of gold, silver, copper, and stone, who can neither talk nor walk nor hear. They would rather do that than repent. They would rather worship demons than repent of their ways. So who's brainwashed into this cult? Riscola, does that put a twist on what we're facing here? You know, we're just learning about aliens. How far are they going to take this? What do you think?
I believe that these people are so sick they would destroy the world just to retain their ability to be in power. They would take it to whatever is necessary.
Yeah, and that's their intention. Hello, Georgia Guidestones maintain Earth's population 500 million or less. Wait, what? This planet could easily handle 17 plus billion people if it was managed. Think about they can control the weather. Okay. Let's let it rain gently over the desert and watch it bloom. And let's plant crops. And let's plant vineyards and orchards. And let's plant holistic food. You know, the technology's there. They can do it. But those controlling this system of evil, the satanic system of evil, the worshippers of demons, the worst of the extraterrestrials, they'd rather kill us. But what do we see according to Revelation? we see their end. We're shown their end. And the biggest offender is Babylon the Great. And that's what we're seeing taken down through alien intervention, led by the king of the pit of the abyss, the eighth king. You see, it's where we're headed. But you want to talk about more aliens? Rascola, we're going to cover the same topic once we get everything figured out with Dr. Rand and be able to bring him on online. Because Dr. Rand's actually met some of these people that I'm going to mention. One of them is Gene Roddenberry. I love Star Trek. Gene Roddenberry gave a pretty good description of what they want to drive us to. And who was it that Captain Kirk worked for? Do you remember?
The Federation.
Yeah, the Galactic Federation. Huh. Have you heard that term used here recently, according to within the UFO arena?
I've heard it used more recently than I've heard in the past. Absolutely.
Yeah. Funny. I was very upset when they first showed up in the fall. And it was interesting because it was after they found the God particle in 2012. It was sometime after the Galactic Federation of Light showed up. And it was all the rage. And I swear I wrote their backstory in Letters to Earth because they said, we are your genetic engineers. That was one of their messages. We genetically engineered you guys. Okay. Yep. Well, you see, you genetically engineered life on Earth. You did not, and you may have genetically engineered Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, but you did not genetically engineer Adam. He was a new creation by the hand of the Almighty himself, Yahuwah, who's in every breath that we take. Our genes are encoded with the four Hebrew, with the four letter sequence that is used in Hebrew for God's name, Yahuwah, Jehovah, ancient Hebrew, modern English. And so we are a creation with a divine beginning. Is gathering aliens like a corpse gathers flies. That's kind of a graphic situation, but how many people have died because of alien intervention within the history? I've said this before, one of the rules that I ran is not. You got the Prince of Persia there.
You're breaking
Prince
up,
of
Peter.
Persia is getting too close to the truth. I love when that happens. Okay, we'll pick it up at the Prince of Persia. I got to try something just a little bit differently and see if this makes a difference, a positive difference. How's it sound now, Scott?
Still breaking up a little bit.
Is that any better?
A little better.
Okay. It hasn't jumped over yet, but it looks like it did. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Okay. Theoretically, this should be okay. We sounded good?
Keep going.
Okay. Prince of Persia. The Prince of Persia is referred to in Daniel. We've talked about him before. Daniel, I believe it's the sixth chapter, and Daniel's praying and he's getting no message from God. And he's wondering what's going on. And finally, the angel Gabriel shows up and said, hey, I was battling the Prince of Persia. And so you had a very powerful extraterrestrial, interdimensional, battling another interdimensional. Think about that. The Prince of Persia, principalities. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities. And that's what's part of what's going on with Iran. That principality has been given the opportunity to flex his muscle, and he doesn't want to give it up. But it's going to have to. It's going to have to. The same thing as all the other principalities. They're all going to have to give up their right to rule, especially the principality that is running the Vatican. Earth's house of demons. And that would be Babylon the Great, which is destroyed. So think about it. Religious organizations, we got the message a couple of weeks ago. Hey, we're sending out a team to go talk to all of the hierarchy in the major religions around the planet, I guess. It wasn't just the United States. It was all around the planet. And what were they informed of? Extraterrestrials. What are we being informed of? Oh, just four species. That's all you need to know right now. And what's coming? The Galactic Federation, which is actually already here. So, what's next? They unify Earth. There's no more fighting. Everything comes under the board of peace. Here's another question, Rascal. I'd like to get your input here because as we're going further, have you seen the different articles or people that are coming out and actually saying, podcasters that are saying that AI is connected to alien presence or aliens? It's not really artificial intelligence. It's like alien intelligence. And they are building these huge data centers, which use up a tremendous amount of electricity and water, in order for what? To manage the populace? What have you heard along those lines?
Well, they're not data centers, I can tell you that. They are mass surveillance centers. Regardless of what anybody tells you, I can tell you absolutely, positively, next day, Federal Express, they are mass surveillance centers. I had somebody tell me, well, you know, everything is digital now, so we have to store everything, right? I said, think about what you're saying for a minute, because you can get a thumb drive, literally the size of a thumbnail, that holds 2 terabytes of information, the size of a thumbnail. And it can hold, I don't know if people realize, that's quite a bit of information, 2 terabytes, on that small of a scale. So imagine if they can do it with that, what can they do with something, say, 10 times that size? And where you get into the, I can't remember what it's called, but it's above the next step above terabytes. They don't need data, what we call data centers, literally the size of cities. I don't know if people have heard about this. There's one that they're trying, and I think they're going to succeed. I think it's in Texas. That is literally the size of a small city.
That's a lot of data. That's a lot of data. Now, for what purpose? To surveil the planet.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, they'll
connect
just
them all together, and then they'll have total surveillance all over the planet. Anything happens in England, we'll know about it literally within seconds over here.
Yeah. And I imagine the same thing would happen with China and everybody else. And that's right. Why Trump's trying to build the biggest data centers, because who's ever got the biggest stick gets the rule.
Yep.
No matter how you look at it. And so what will that do for the country? Well, that's okay. You know, we're going to be living like the Jetsons did. And so 15-minute cities work real well. Huh. So somehow that still seems to be on the table. How they accomplish that will be quite interesting. But will they accomplish it? Eh. You know, this is all well and good, but you've got... They have to accomplish other situations here on the planet, but Revelation does talk about this in the latter part of Revelation chapter 13 with the image of the wild beast. And you cannot buy nor sell unless you have the mark of the wild beast, the mark of the image of the wild beast. So let's see, on a worldwide basis, could they control what you buy and sell? And if they deem you a danger to society when you go to buy your groceries, oh, sorry, no more credits. Yeah. So, you know, it's even as far as paper, what we call paper money, from what I understand, when the United States, the Republic of the United States issues its new script, it will be data chipped. So, Ruscullo, you can give me $4, or let's call it $6, five and a one. And as I use that money, and wherever you got that money, it's tracked. You're going to need a data center to track individual paper or new currency.
Sure to have it, Peter.
There you go.
Part of it, part of that system is already in use. It's in, I think it's on the $100 bill. That stripe, that's on the $100 bill.
There you go. And now Trump's issuing a new $100 bill. It's actually called... it's got his picture and signature on it. It's called the Federal Victory Note.
Wow.
But it's still part of the Federal Reserve System. It's Federal Reserve issued. So, we're being shown in drips and drabs. But what's their end game on all of this? The Galactic Federation. We can join the Galactic Federation. We can complete the Golden Dome all around the planet. Why? Why? Because it's even going to become more alien, more extraterrestrial, interdimensional. And we'll get into this in a much bigger way. But I'm talking about Revelation chapter 19, where the King of Kings and Lord of Lords comes in on with the armies of heaven. Now, the interesting thing is that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the 144,000 chosen from planet Earth, who already have a much future assignment, but they have to get this place back in order. They are immortals. They are immortals. They cannot be killed or destroyed. Think of an interdimensional entity that is made of antimatter, but contained in a vessel. Just like our skin, it contains our vessel. Yeah. Think about something like that. And they're warriors right now. And they're coming with the armies, plural, of heaven. Why? To destroy the alien rebellion that started 6,000 years ago. we're in that time period. We're in that time period. So regardless of what we are told by the government, what or by, you know, religion, or by the newsworthy press, regardless of, or and even the podcasters, they've all got a narrative. You know, I listen to these podcasters. Oh, I was let's see, I first came awake in 2017. Oh, really? You've been with the movement twice as long as I have. I just became awake in 2023 after all this COVID stuff. Oh, really? What happens when you've been in the battle your whole life? Makes a difference. Makes a difference. Yeah, some of us have been in a battle all our lives. We keep on striving to do what's right. We keep on striving to help other people. We do the best that we can. And sometimes it feels like we're sliding backwards. Sometimes there's a lot of opposition. But never give up. We have to keep on moving forward. One of my favorite scriptures, you know, it's like, oh, and for some reason the Southern Baptists love this. Once saved, always saved. What do you mean, once saved, always saved? Well, I've been saved. And I was like, well, let me ask you a question. So what if you go out and you murder somebody? Doesn't matter. I've been saved. What? And what did Jesus say? He who endures to the end shall be saved. There ain't no free meal ticket getting off this planet. Not until it's over. Not until it's over. So we'll be talking a lot more about this as the future comes, but that'll be our true liberation. That'll be our true liberation. That's when we can expect a fantastic healing taking place, not just with our own physical bodies, but with the whole planet. Ruscullo, what would happen if war just came to an end tomorrow? And everybody started working together, whether it's picking up trash by the side of the road or helping homeless people or whatever the case might be. What if we all came together and started to fix this planet as opposed to scalping and taking whatever can be taken, committing fraud, committing treason, doing all sorts of criminal activities? And these are just the people in government.
I think some people's head would probably explode. They wouldn't be able to handle it.
One can only hope. But I'll tell you one thing. The heads that will not explode are the people who listen to this show. Because without a doubt, if you found this and you're listening to my words, you are better clued in than 99.9% of the rest of the planet. And, yeah, I'll take a little pride in that, because why not? I've been directed by the Father. I spent a lot of time in prayer. And I pray to our Creator, Yahuwah, Jehovah, through his son's name, Jesus Christ, or Yeshua. You see, those things are important because we need to make that spiritual connection back to our Father. That will give us the internal dynamics. We're going to have to do a show about this. Our spiritual connection to everything. You know, not just to each other, but to the planet, the cosmos, and to the creating force of everything. We were given the power to create ourselves. Think about it. We are God's children. Maybe the world should start acting like it. Boy, what a great alternative. With that, I'm going to say again, folks, hit the like button, share us with your friends, you know, post us on Facebook, wherever your social media is, and let's enlighten people. Let's enlighten people truly, because we got a very positive outlook, but we also got aliens, and they ain't good no matter what they say. If they're making themselves known, they are most likely with or support the Galactic Federation, which is made up of the rebels that the armies of heavens are going to come get. So with that, I'm going to say have a fantastic week. Always keep your eyes on the bright side of things. Make that spiritual connection. Love and blessings to everyone. Riscola, thank you for producing. And we will continue to get Dr. Jason Rand back on the show. He's got a couple of things to take care of besides the technical issues that we're having. But we may have a new show coming up. So we'll address that as we can get the issues cleared up, both technical and personal. Anyway, I'll let it go with that. Again, love and blessings to all. See you next week. Have a fantastic night.